Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Upon smelling the fragrance of the smoke emanating from Putana's burning body, many inhabitants of Vrajabhumi in distant places were astonished. Where is this fragrance coming from? They asked. Thus, they went to the spot where Putana's body was being burnt. Purport. The aroma of the smoke emanating from a burning fire is not always very favorable. Therefore, upon smelling such a wonderful fragrance, the inhabitants of Raja were astonished. End of purport. One of the shortest purport. Om Ajnana Timhindasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Aveta Gadadara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, before I say anything, I'd like to seek blessing from all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Panchakalpa Taruvyasa Kripa Sindhu Bevasa Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Thank you all for coming to the Bhagavatam class. And I feel truly honored to be on this seat to represent Prabhupada teachings and Vyasadeva's wonderful inheritance here. So we are all here by the mercy of devotees. Especially in this year, we are celebrating 5th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's arrival in USA. So it's quite something that we are here and we are getting all the mercy. But all this happened by the Prabhupada's kind of journey to America. So because this year, especially, we are celebrating 5th anniversary. So I'd like to say a little bit about the significance of Prabhupada's journey and then Prabhupada's unique contribution. And then we'll move on to this text. Will it be okay? Okay, so I got permission so I can continue. So there are many aspects of Prabhupada's contribution, not only our society and globally. So as there are so many, so I'll mention only one aspect of it. So one of unique Prabhupada contribution is that actually translating the Sanskrit into English with bhakti. There are so many scholars in the university. Still, they do the translation of many, many scriptures into English. But one of Prabhupada's unique contribution is that he put bhakti in his translation, which is not easy. The language of Sanskrit and language of English is quite different. In general, language of English actually represent the philosophy of possession. For example, I have a cold, I have this earring, I have a house, I have a family, I have understanding. It's a lot of expression has to do with the have, I have. But Sanskrit language, have doesn't exist. For example, I have a son, easy to say in English. But in Sanskrit, there was no verb called have, so they have to express that my son exists. A completely different way of expression. So Prabhupada has to put this into it English with bhakti. And also another aspect of is that cultural aspect. So whatever happens in India in those days, in Vedic culture, it doesn't exist in society in America in those days. For example, the yagya. So what doesn't exist, how can you really present? It's not easy. For example, if you translate, for example, snow. Yeah. So in your country, for example, there is a snow, then if I translate into the snow, then each people can grasp it. But if you go to Africa, one of a country, they never snow, and then people, they never seen snow. And if you're trying to translate snow, then it's a very, very difficult task. But nowadays, because of media, they may able to see it, but in those days, it wasn't that this kind of YouTube or the current media wasn't available. So a long time ago, I think I mentioned that, for example, Snow White Princess. Then we have image that our princess who's kind of Snow White, that are pure, some innocent, these feelings coming. But in Africa, you know, one of the small country, that Snow White Princess. Princess, they may understand, but what is a Snow White? No meaning to it for them. So in that language, in particular ethnic group, which represent purity and innocence, is fungus. So in that particular country, you must translate, rather than Snow White Princess, it says fungus princess. Then they'll get something. And the yagya also, first time we, I don't know how much of you kind of got shocked. Bhagavatam starts with Jamma Dasayataha. Yeah? And then after three verses, invoking verses, first thing starts is Naimishya Nimishakshastre Rinashya Shonakadaya Satram Svargaya Lokaya Sasra Samamasta. So, first thing is, people gathered in Naimisharanya, Naimishya Nimishakshetre, Rishaya Shonakadaya, which we can understand. Yeah, all the rishis, the head of rishis is Shonaka. Satram Svalgaya Lokaya. They do Satram, the Yagya. Why? Two purposes, Svalgaya Lokaya. So people in the heavenly planet and people in general. So this we understand easily. So yagya is something different. So what is yagya? You may kind of ponder, what is yagya? What kind of yagya? So that kind of intriguing question is coming. And then, sasram samamastaha. They do 1,000 years. We cannot say they are lying, or they're exaggerating, or this is myth. This is a historical fact. So first of all, we have to understand, oh, Prabhupada has to make people understand, first of all, what is yagya, and what they are doing. And then next verse saying that, sa ta ekeda ekada munaya pratal pratal hutaguta gunaya. When they do pratal in the morning. So after doing yagya in the morning, and then sakritam suttam asinam paprachur idam adarat, and then they invite Sutta Goswami, and then he asks questions. So then we can see briefly their culture is that early morning they do yagya, and after they do yagya, what they do? They invite senior devotee, and then they hear Bhagavatam Katha. Or whatever katha. This is their culture, it's daily activities in those days. So, Prabhupada's unique contribution is that he transferred this unique culture into the Western society with bhakti, without minimizing the importance of it, with all different translation. So there is a yagya, there are many aspects of yagya. There is a pancha maha yagya. So out of all the yagya, we frequently hear that Ashwamedha yagya. But actually, this is not five maha, it's not anga of pancha maha yagya. There are five different maha yagya. First yagya is Brahma yagya. Brahma yagya means you regularly study scriptures. It's called Brahma yagya. And then Pita yagya. At the same time, you pay respect to your ancestors. And then Deva yagya. And then another aspect is that Deva yagya is that you pay respect to gods. Brahma yagya, Deva yagya, Pita yagya, and then Bhuta yagya also. You pay respect to all other living entities. In South India, they do langoli in front of their door with rice flour. So all the ants they can eat. And also if you see all the Indian culture after cooking, they already take apart some portion of food that they leave outside door so that all the other living entities they can eat. This is a Buddha yagya. So first of all, I spoke Brahma yagya, Deva yagya, Buddha yagya, Pitri yagya, and then Buddha yagya is for other living entities, and then Manusha yagya. So particularly you serve human beings, Manusha yagya. This is five aspects of the Maha yagya. That's why in India, when guest comes, they are really honored. So this is one of the angas of yagya. So that Prabhupada put all these things into our daily activities without mentioning that this is yagya. Actually, we are here. Actually, this is one of angas of Maha yagya. This is an amazing aspect. Without knowing that Prabhupada put there's a high advanced culture that transferred into Western society. So, in Bhagavad Gita says that Purshasha para bharta bhaktya labhastu ananyaya. Ultimately, Purshasha para bharta, if you want to achieve love of Krishna, para purusha, then bhaktya labhastu ananyaya. Labhas, you can achieve only by bhakti. Or what kind of bhakti? Ananyaya bhakti. Without tinge of any adulteration. Only that you can attain the bhakti. Then you can attain Krishna. That's why people outside, they may translate with so many reasons, motivation. But fundamental motivation is not bhakti. That's the difference between proper translation and the people outside translation. They may do translate for their degree or their fame, name, or glory, or for the marketing. Many reasons for translating. But Prabhupada's translation was only to spread the message of Krishna. That's why this translation is unique, and that's why this contribution of Prabhupada is very, very unique. So, with this in mind, we'll look into this verse. Here, upon smelling the fragrance of smoke emanating from Bhutan's body, many inhabitants of Rajabhumi in distant places were astonished. In general, the smoke of dead body is not pleasant. I'm sure you all went to Kashi. There is a thousand years they're burning the body. It smells not so good. But people are thinking, where is this fragrance coming from? So fragrant. And they ask each other, what happened? Then how come Buddha's body can be so fragrant? Why? What is your understanding? Anybody? Yes? Touched by Krishna. Yes. Then why if touched by Krishna is so fragrant? Spiritual? Anything? I thought it would be a simple way. You're quite spiritual, very spiritually thinking. We all have different motivation. We all have different karma. According to our karma, we all have different degree of sin also. Maybe from this life, maybe from millions of lives ago. So, this sin can be multiplied by different activity in this material world. Through our desire, we do so much activity. This activity enhance of our sin from the before, or inherent, or dormant. But this multiplication has a very interesting aspect. Whatever number it may be, either million or one or two, it doesn't matter. If you multiply by zero, that number becomes zero. Krishna's whatever activity he does, he doesn't have any motivation for himself. Zero motivation for himself. Whatever he does, only for the benefit of devotee and other living entity, and then for the universe. Hey, Jagannath, Lord of the universe. When you look at his heart, what kind of impurity he has? Zero. What kind of motivation he has? It's zero. It is Svecha Pato Pritak Bapu. Krishna appears according to his desire. He takes different form. Svecha, Sva Icha, according to his own desire. But what is that desire for? Fundamentally desire for serving or pleasing devotees. There's so many Krishna's form. Krishna came as Lord Nisingadeva. Why? On that particular circumstances, Krishna needs to take that form to save Balad Maharaj and then to kill Hiranyakashipu. Of course, he may have taken different form, but in that particular moment, this form is the most pleasing to the whole society. And also, if I appear in that form, they're more exciting. And the people can talk again and again and again and again. Something different. Rather than fish, rather than boar. Maybe Krishna took as a boar form and then like, can kill Hiranyakashipu. It's not a big deal for him to kill another demon. But another aspect is that how can I entertain devotees? This is another aspect. But for his own sake, he doesn't have any motivation. It's just zero. This purity, even you cannot put word on Krishna, this word as purity. But think about it. So this power of zero makes anything zero. So I thought in this simple way. So Bhutana's body is not pleasant, dead body. And also, when you think of Bhutana's activity, if you translate into modern language, what kind of crime she has done is beyond the description. But and yet, by just a single touch of Krishna, it becomes so fragrant. This is the power of Krishna. This is the power of devotee also. You know, we hear often say that Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Salva Shastra Kaya, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Salva Shitti Haya. So what is the logic behind it? We spend so many hours, but the single moment of association with pure devotee leads to Salva Shitti Haya. This is the perfection of everything. What is the logic behind it? Of course, we should understand, rather than logic, through the faith, through the mercy, we should understand. But our brain geared up everything, understand, by our this, you know, the body, mind, and intelligence. We cannot avoid it. So, in this way, just when you analyze these all the verses, it's an amazing aspect of the power of the purity. And also, the similar description regarding, related with this verse. In the 11th canto, it says, Krishna says to Uddhava, the Vedic part, description of Vedic part. In description of Vedic part, there are many ways of purification. So, in general, how you purify? By purify ourselves? Through the bath? Sometimes you can purify through the wind also. 16. Here. Snana, dana, tapo, bhasta. Virya samskara karma bihi masmritya cha atmana socham shutta karma chare divijaha. So we, the self, can be cleansed by snana, by bathing, dana, by charity. So it is important for the grihastha ashram to give charity. That's why the pious Indians, they really love to feeding others. Sri Sri Radha Gokulanda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshma Hanuman ki jai, Sri Sri Gaurani ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It's like a charity is in their blood. And also, interestingly, I heard that in olden days, if you give dakshin, actually before they give dakshin to anybody, actually they worship them first. They see as Krishna's kind of manifestation. Snana, dhana, tapa, of course, austerity. Through austerity, we purify ourselves. Avastha, and also by virtue of one's age. As we grow older, somehow or other, our desires are going down, I hope. So through the age, we get purified. But nowadays, Kali Yuga is going opposite. As age grows, the more desire. And then virya, by potency, and samskara is quite interesting. Through the samskara, we get purified. That's why, you know, hair cutting ceremony, first grain ceremony, there are so many samskara activity. One of samskara is vivaha samskara. By marriage, you get purified. And then, here, Krishna said, interesting, karma bihi, other prescribed duties. So, husband duty as a father, the husband, you know, if he does nicely as a husband, then actually he's a purification for himself. Also, lady, look after the family nicely, then actually it's good for their own life. That's their purification. But now that people, they are not interested in so much purification, so they do what they like. So if you read this, it's amazing. So sometimes, oh, I don't like this job. No. The job itself actually purifies you. So whatever service you got, you have to take it seriously. Oh, Krishna giving you that service, there must be ups and downs. There must be in and out. But you have to dedicate yourself. That is the means of purification. And then, ultimately, masmritya cha atmana socham. Krishna says, it's good to do all these things, but too many things to do. Forget it. Don't worry. Matsumrita. If you remember me, that's the highest of all the purification. Here, I'll read the translation. The self can be cleansed by bathing, charity, austerity, age, personal strength, purificatory rituals, prescribed duties, and above all, by remembrance of me. Krishna said. So Buddha, he done horrible things, but by single touch of Krishna, he got purified. So even so much so purified, dead body has such a fragrance. This is mercy and that power of Krishna. That's why, ultimately, it's all boils down to perception. What kind of perception you have, this will change your life. This will change your moment to moment of your life. The same thing, the very thing we see is such a horrible thing turn into fantastic, fabulous, ecstatic moment. This perception. Once you add Krishna in that, whatever happens, it turns into you. I'll give you a mundane example. Change of perception. One day, it's a story in Japan. One common man, we go to company, and then Friday night, oh, let's have a, you know, party with a beer. So he rang a few friends. Okay, today, that's a restaurant. We get together at, not restaurant, pub, isn't it? Have a drink. So, okay, are you on? Yeah, on, let's get together. Okay, and time came. So he walked into the pub. As he walked in, there was an old lady selling the flowers. And this old lady grabbed this young gentleman. Oh, you nice looking gentleman. Please buy these flowers. Oh, yeah? And then this old lady begging. Oh, my granddaughter is very, very sick. I need to make a small money to buy some medicine for my granddaughter. Please buy this flower. Oh, no problem. I buy two bunches. So he bought flower. And then with a happy smile, he entered into that pub. And then five, six, his friends, mates, was waiting. He was the last one. And look, flower, I got it. And then old friends, ha! You got cheated. Huh? Why? This lady, every Friday, she coming and selling flowers with the same mantra. Unfortunately, she doesn't change the mantra. Mantra is always the same. My daughter is sick, please buy flower. It's only her mantra. And then we were already been through it. And then the moment here, this gentleman heard this. You know what he said? With a beaming smile. Really? Okay, I'm going to buy you all drink tonight. It's on me. And the oldest friend was shocked. Is this gone mad? Why? You just now you're cheated by this old lady. I'm happy. Why? Because I don't need to worry about sick granddaughter. If she cheated me, there is no granddaughter that I have to worry. How nice it is. I'll buy a drink. Actually, when I bought this flower, my heart was a bit heavy. You know, she's an old lady selling the flowers for, you know, the sick granddaughter. Life is not nice. But he just got the only flower and just got a few some money and she can maintain. How nice it is. Have a drink. And they have drinking beer. Conclusion, they're having drinking beer. But what I'm talking about is not drinking beer. It's a perception. It's a perception that can turn hell into the heaven. It's not about we're changing the world. We're changing about perception. It's not about you changing this. No, change your consciousness. How Krishna conscious? Can I offer you my personal example? Yeah? So sometimes more realistic. One time, we had a maha cleaning in the kitchen. And unfortunately, on that day, people had to leave early. So I stayed back. So I was alone, late night, scrubbing the floor. And finally, cleaning finished. Oh, I feel so good. Everything sparkling, shiny, so ready for tomorrow. And I turned the light on, got the bag. Just about to walk out when the body came. Babu, can I use a flame? Immediately, oh, they are making Mongolian sweet. They're using 3 pots. And then, oh, I just finished my cleaning. They want to make the kitchen dirty. And I was just, deep down, just split second. How should I deal with situation? You know, they may overboil the milk and then like they imitating Yashoda Lila and then all the milk will spill on the floor. Oh, how should I deal with it? What should I say? Say yes or no? Oh my God. Just within split second, I have to say yes or no. And I have to go. I'm too tired. And split second, millions of thinking is coming. And then one thought came. Oh, today, Krishna want me to be part of making Mongolarty sweet. I clean all this for this devotee to make Krishna sweet. I'm thinking this way. What a mercy. That split second, I told this devotee, yes, no problem. It's all ready for you. So this devotee was a bit concerned because of late. He's gonna say, I'm gonna say something or whatever. He was kind of expecting some interaction. But I say with a beaming smile, also, yes, a devotee also. Oh yeah? Okay, thank you. They put the pot back and then like this incident happens. And all the way on the home, I was in ecstasy. Oh, this is Krishna conscious. Although only happens on that day, it's not happening that regularly. But I'm trying to make it happen more often, but it doesn't happen. Sometimes we bombarded by 3 modes of nature, sometimes ignorance, passion, and goodness. But that particular moment, the change of perception, it changed the entire instance. That's why. Conclusion is, it's not about authority, not about husband, it's not about wife, not about my son, not about my daughter, not about my boss. It's all about individual you. What's in you? What consciousness you have? That is concluding point of all this translation and purport. Ultimately, let's ask questions. Let's have think. For example, Bhutana is not history. Bhutana can be here also. Bhutana can turn up here in the garb of devotees, in the garb of Dilak. Bhutana can be here. Bhutana can be within your society. When Bhutana came, how people thought, oh, nice lady, representative of Lakshmi Devi. All the male Vrindavan, oh, look at the beauty. Even you can look at the TV, oh, so many nice ladies there, nice men. Bhutana is here, so how are you going to deal with it? How? Bhutana turn up here, you may disrupt all our community, disrupt our devotional mood. How are you going to deal with it? How? So what is your answer? What is your answer? Answer is simple. I told you right in the beginning, You make yourself pure. Then that bhutana becomes zero. Whatever sinful activity, whatever sinful mentality, whatever evil mentality she has, by your own purity, turn into that bhutana, that simple mentality, we turn into purity. Our acharya showed, Haridas Thakur, prostitute came. He didn't say, no, this is our rules and regulations, get out. No, you just wait until I finish my rounds. He just wait. And came again, oh, you just wait, just sit down. He never rejected that prostitute. Ultimately, answer is that we trying to make ourselves zero with association, by association with pure devotee, by association of Krishna conscious people. Ultimately, this will lead us to be Krishna conscious, and then finally, we become Krishna conscious, then the whole world will be Krishna conscious. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.